Daily Mail, there's one guy who says, nope, that's not what happened. I was responsible for that. It's an eye-opening report, and you don't want to miss it. Time for the news, 6 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Don Byers calling on Congress to delay next week's Electoral College vote. In light of the CIA's conclusion that Russia interfered in the election to help Donald Trump win, Byers says Congress should postpone the meeting until each elector can get an intelligence briefing. Byers says electors should have the chance to receive all information relevant to that Russian interference. The Metro Board of Directors votes today on whether and how much to cut back late-night service. Earlier this month, the board committee approved closing at 11:30 on weeknights and 1 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays.
One sticking point at that meeting could come up again, whether the board should reevaluate the new schedule after 1 year or two. Board Chair Jack Evans from D.C. said,
we are not willing to go beyond a year.
But board member Michael Goldman said,
since we as a board look at fares every 2 years, I don't see why we shouldn't look at our hours of service every 2 years.
Evans threatened a jurisdictional veto of the new service hours if the full board votes in favor of a 2-year sunset today. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Buckle up, investors. Yesterday's interest rate hike by the Fed may be just the beginning. They're indicating there could be 3 more such increases in 2017.
It was just the second rate increase in the last decade, but
they could very well raise rates next month. The Fed loves to be unpredictable.
Financial analyst Rick Edelman's noticing a lot of people seem to be getting complacent, getting used to the steady decline of rates over the last 35 years or so.
People need to recognize this changes everything for their stock portfolio, their bond portfolio, and their real estate portfolio.
And he cautions it's probably not the best time to buy real estate either.
This might be, in fact, a very good time to sell real estate if you've been thinking of selling.
Edelman can be heard Saturday mornings here on WMAL. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Obama has declined to put his signature on legislation renewing sanctions against Iran.
President Obama faced a midnight deadline to sign the 10-year renewal of the decades-old sanctions law. But in an unexpected move, the president is letting it become law without his signature. Iran's president has vowed to respond if the sanctions were renewed, arguing they violate terms of the U.S.-Iran nuclear deal. The White House disagrees, but had said Obama would sign it begrudgingly, despite deeming it unnecessary. The White House says the president still has the authority to waive all nuclear sanctions that were lifted as part of the deal reached with Tehran, a deal sharply criticized by President-elect Donald Trump. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President-elect Trump has vowed to repeal Obamacare, but still millions of Americans have joined the program for next year.
The Department of Health and Human Services says just over 4 million people have selected policies for 2017 through the federal exchange healthcare.gov as of December 10th. That's an increase of more than 250,000 from last year. More than 700,000 people signed up on Monday and Tuesday, the two biggest days since open enrollment started November 1st. Bill Michaels, Washington.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe wants the state to spend tens of millions of dollars more on better mental health care and on the fight against opioid abuse. The governor is proposing a nearly $32 million amendment to the state's 2-year budget. That money would pay for, among other things, more same-day mental health assessments and improved mental health treatment in jails. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 19,793. The Nasdaq at 54.37. Sports: the Wizards put together a 45-point third quarter and beat Charlotte. College ball: Howard loses. NHL: the Caps are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Moving your business with success takes a special touch. Hello, I'm Bud Morset of Interstate Moving, Relocation, and Logistics. Whether it's moving, warehousing, inventory management, or distribution, Interstate's 70 years of experience will get you through the most challenging projects. From medical facilities to data centers and office space, our unmatched expertise and affordability are legendary. Delivering meticulous care and reliability, our exclusive Top Hat service is your guarantee that the industry's finest movers and logisticians are with you every step of the way. Ready for your next business move? Interstate can help. Call today for a complimentary site visit and consultation from Interstate, your one-stop shop for all your moving and logistics needs. Call Interstate today at 844-220-MOVE. That's 844-220-MOVE. Or visit us at moveinterstate.com/biz. Interstate, your next step, your best move.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Beltway in Annandale. You're in that stop and go as you push out of the area from Braddock Road to get you past Little River Turnpike 236. That's because of the stalled car, but now safely that left lane is blocked with the VDOT crews there in cones waiting for the pickup tow truck. So again, on the inner loop of the Beltway, you lose one lane with the broken down. On 66, coming through Manassas into Centerville. Just that volume on the increase. Same story as you're pushing north on 28 heading up toward I-66. The volume early on with us through Falls Church. Unfortunately, we had the overnight road work. It was late to clear as you pass the exit for Sycamore Street. DC, 295 southbound. We're doing okay. It's just the volume here to get you past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. With over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wherever temperatures are this morning, they'll be in the upper 20s by this afternoon. Partly cloudy, windy, and most of us covered up with a wind advisory for gusty winds in excess of 30 miles an hour. 18 tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Leesburg, 35 in Silver Spring, 35 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. A 13-year-old New York boy is killed by a collapsing snowbank. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Boy, busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. We got all kinds of stuff going on coming up at 7:05. Vince Colonnade for the Daily Caller. We'll talk about the Fed decision to raise interest rates and what it means, and that big meeting of tech titans with Trump at Trump Tower yesterday with Steve Moore at 7:35. Michael Steele, former RNC chair, at 8:05, and Jake Tapper from CNN at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Mary Walter. Larry O'Connor, of course, taking some time off. Mary fills in here all the time. Good to have you here in the house today, Mary.
Well, thank you so much. Now,
that's what I love about the grocery store. They have everything that you could want and so much more.
Did you ever think there'd be a grocery store song? Well, we actually had a conversation about this off the air. And I'm going to give you the number. I want to get your reactions to this on those self-checkouts. And I'll tell you what happened. It's 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL is the number. Do you use the self-checkout? And I'll tell you why. So in Memphis, they have a grocery chain, Kroger.
Yep.
And there was one of those super couponers. All right, what are those super couponers?
Yeah.
You know those people who have, you've seen them on TV with a gazillion coupons?
My mom used to do this years ago, and she was very good at it. She would sometimes get them to pay her to take groceries out of the store.
That's insane. Well, my store will not do that. They only double up to a dollar, and they're on to that. So that's not happening where I go to the store. So we've all been behind somebody in line who's just taken a really long time. Now, I try to be super, super patient, but there was one of those super couponers, and there was a glitch, because every now and then there's a glitch.
Oh, yeah.
And someone behind her got very angry, and it turned ugly. Her name is Megan Wilson, and here is her explanation of what happened.
He grabbed the back of my hair and my bun and everything, and he just grabbed a hold of it, and he pulled me back and then smashed straight down into the cart.
Wow.
Yeah,
he got so mad because she was taking so much time at her couponing, right?
Right. So this is what she said. After the first transaction is when the trouble started. Cut nine, Mike, if you have it.
Scanning of the first transaction, I went to hand her the coupons, and one of them beeped, and I started to say, well, I'll just take those toothbrushes off. And then he just shouted out, come on now, nobody has time for this. You know, there's other people back here, too.
Yeah, I have been that guy.
Have you really?
I've never attacked another shopper. I want to make that very clear. But I am that guy's going, why did I get behind this person? I mean, come on. I just have three items. I want to get in. I want to get out.
I know.
I don't want to be behind somebody who has 45 freaking coupons.
But that's why you self-checkout. And
that's
do not. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Do you self-checkout? Now, I'm going to tell you why I don't self-checkout. I don't do it because when they decide how much an item is going to be, when they price the items, they have to put their overhead into it. And they know what their overhead cost is. And that overhead cost, besides electricity and rent and all this other stuff, includes the cost of checkers. So if I'm going to do that job, then you give me a percentage off my items. If they told me that if you self-checkout, we'll take 2% off the bottom of your bill,
or
1%, then I would do it. But if I'm going to do the job and you're not going to pay me to do the job and you're going to be pocketing the extra money, oh, hell no.
So you're not doing it?
No. Open up another register.
I loved self-checkout because I don't get behind that woman with 45 things. I can choose the self-checkout lane. I can get in. I can get out. I'm done. I don't have to have any human interaction. I can bag my own products and I'm in and out. Boom, boom, boom. It's fast. It's quick. And I love it when it works. And my only issue with self-checkout lines is that it doesn't work sometimes.
And that's the problem.
And so then you got to have the person come over and fix the computer. And then that slows you up. Every once in a while, I'd say probably half the time, you get through without some kind of problem. But about half the time, somebody has to come over and fix it.
And in my view, you are part of the problem.
Me?
Because you are perpetuating this whole self-checkout thing, which makes them put more of them. And you know what they're going to do next? They're just going to put the cases of green beans and corn and everything outside. And you just bring, if you could just bring a couple into the store and stock the shelves for them, too, that would be great.
Oh. Well,
it's ridiculous. Boycott self-checkout.
Here's what you say. I want to challenge one of your premises, though. You're saying that, okay, the cost of the checkers is built in, right? Okay.
Right.
Well, theoretically, if you put in 6 checkout lanes that are self-serve, mm-hmm. you don't have to have as many checkers. If there are fewer checkers, mm-hmm. then you're going to be able to save some money in the operation. Theoretically, money that could be passed on to the customer.
Theoretically could be. That's the problem with that premise.
Well, I mean, but it's in their interest to do it because they can be more competitive.
And I'll tell you, where I live, because I am from New Jersey, they tried self-checkout, failed miserably, and now we have about 25 checkers in the grocery store I go to.
Well, hold on, you said New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You go to New Jersey.
Seriously, we are not going there. We will throw down.
Listen, in New Jersey, You can't even pump your own gas.
And I love it. I love it. Because you know what? In this Arctic freeze that's coming out when I'm on my way home, I'm not getting out of the car to pump gas. So I get to sit in the warmth of my car with my Dunkin' Donuts
and
coffee.
And pay more for your gas.
No, we pay less.
I bet you don't.
We do.
Because it's all about the taxes. It's all about the taxes.
They just added a tax
on it. To the phone lines we go. Anita and Vienna, you're on with Brian. And this morning, it's Mary Walter in for Larry O'Connor.
Hey, good morning. I do use the self-checkout line. My local Safeway store got rid of the self-checkout line, and now checking out with the cashiers is a nightmare. And quite frankly, for those of us who work full-time and have a long commute, when it's 6 o'clock in the evening and you want to buy a few items and you want to get in and out quickly, the person who doesn't have that long commute is taking up your time. I want to throttle that person myself.
Really? Yeah.
But don't you have, like, the 6 items or less line and the 10 items or less or 12?
But people cheat on that all the time.
My store, they will tell you to get out of line.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Never
and seen. If they don't tell you, other people in the line will tell you.
Thank you, Anita. Yeah.
Other people in the line will tell you.
So you have
I've done that.
Really?
Oh, I've done that. I'm going, excuse me. Excuse me. The sign is 6 items or less, and you have at least 12, so... Oh, I've gotten into it.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely.
You're that person.
Oh, I am. You are breaking the rules. The rest of us are following the rules. Does not mean you just get to jump to the front of the line.
I'll go shopping with you sometime. How about Mike in New Windsor? You're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What do you think there, Mike?
Hey, I agree with her on that. They should give you a discount if you're going to use self-checkout.
See, because you're brilliant.
It's like when you buy a car and they leave that tag bracket on it has the name of the dealership. They're not They're not paying me to advertise for them. That comes right off.
Oh, my gosh. We took ours off our car. I told them, do not put that on my car. I do not want that license plate holder unless you're going to pay me for advertising. I think we were separated at birth.
By the way.
Hey, the other thing, too, is, you know, grocery stores make most of their money off of product placement, not off of the food.
That's true.
I haven't thought about that.
That's true.
By the way, on that sticker thing, you know what? Sometimes they put stickers. You know what gets that off? Hair dryer.
Really?
Come right off.
Oh, I will not take the car if it's got their name on. I'm not advertising for you.
And you take a little WD-40 and you take off the glue.
I'll tell them that and they can take it off.
You are done, man. That's not on there anymore.
Mike is brilliant.
Here's the question. Are you one of those people who does or does not self-checkout? And what are the reasons for it? I mean, we have a very strong difference of opinion about that. I'd love to know what you think. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. 6:15 now. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thumbs down. I cannot stand the self-checkout.
Oh, really?
Something's wrong every time I go through there. So
see?
I'm like, okay, let's let me have somebody help me out and go through the normal line. I'm with you. All right, here we go. Virginia, Beltway Interloop as you pass 236 Little River Turnpike. The broken down VDOT crews are there with it now, so you find the arrow board blocking the left lane. So that's Interloop as you push past Braddock Road. That's why you're in that early delay. But once you get past the broken down car, you're wide open to get up on towards 66 and continuing to the American Legion Bridge. So some better news there. 66 bunched up through Falls Church, eastbound towards Sycamore Street. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. That's where the volume starts to form. Pretty normal delays. Good time to get going to the Wilson Bridge right now with light volume across the bridge span in each direction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, pay close attention because this is important stuff. A few flurries possible today. Temperatures are going to fall into the mid and upper 20s as the day progresses. That's right, it's going to get colder as we go forward. And the winds are going to blow at 25 to 35 miles an hour with occasional gusts higher than that. And if that weren't bad enough, tonight, clear skies. That's when it gets really cold, the clear skies. A low of 18 degrees, and the winds will continue. Tomorrow, 31 degrees, cloudy skies. And then tomorrow night, occasional snow, then freezing rain, then rain. And the high will be only about, the low overnight will be 27 degrees. And so that's going to be ugly and into your Saturday morning where you have the wintry mix. But here's the odd thing. By the end of the day on Saturday, it'll be 50 degrees.
Global warming.
And by Sunday, it'll be low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 37 degrees, wind chill factor of 28. And it's going to get colder as the day goes forward, not warmer. That's the thing there. 6:17 on WMAL. Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter in for Larry O'Connor. We're talking about, this self-checkout thing. Do you use it? Do you not use it? Look, I use it because I'm that guy who got behind the coupon lady and said, this drives me nuts.
Did you not see that she had 6 shopping carts full of items and you still got line behind her? That's on you.
But see, sometimes it's already checked out and it's already bagged.
And they're doing the coupon thing.
That's right. And you go, oh, really? And then there's a coupon problem.
But you know what? You're not aware of your surroundings. You did not notice that she has six baskets of bagged groceries. That's on you. That's what happens.
I am very aware of my surroundings.
Just saying, you're part of the problem.
So you go to the... I go to the checkout, self-checkout. You don't.
No.
What do you think about it? 888-630-9625. Bill in Germantown, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I agree with her.
Woohoo!
Everything. And I'm originally from New Jersey, so yeah, I like the gas deal.
And Bill, they don't have self-checkout, do they?
No. They do in Pennsylvania. That's where I live at now.
Yeah, they don't have it in New Jersey because there's going to be a fight. And there's no one there to mediate, at least when you have to go through the checker.
If you get into a fight in New Jersey, you're in a fight.
Right.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Thank you for the call there, Bill. Appreciate it. How about Frank and Shadyside? You're on with Brian and Mary this morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good. What do you think there, Frank?
I think that I may have been separated by birth with Mary. I want to know if she has a single sister that thinks like that, because I feel exactly the same way. I understand I'm fighting technology by not using the self-checkout, but it's principle. I will stand 30 people in line before using the self-checkout because they don't give you a discount. And the other caller that said something about the sign on the car, I'm exactly the same way. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to pay to advertise. I refuse to buy clothes that have labels on them because I'm not advertising.
Me too!
Either.
Wow. Me too. I will do it if you give it to me, or it's like a crazy, crazy discount.
Yeah, and I'm wearing my Under Armour sweatshirt here this morning.
I had my Villanova sweatshirt on yesterday, but that's different.
That's different. That's right.
Yeah.
How about
we haven't separated at birth?
There's a lot of people who are agreeing with you here,
because
Mary.
Because I'm brilliant.
Well, maybe so. Joe in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What do you say there, Joe?
I can't stand those self-checkouts. Every time I get in line, my blueberries and raspberries don't scan, and then they come over and they look at me like, what did you do wrong?
Yeah. Hold on.
Right?
Let me just, I'm gonna use a code word here. Follow me closely, Joe. You ready? Is this happening at a supermarket chain? I'll use a euphemistic term to describe it. Let's call it the huge grocery store chain.
Yes, it is.
Yes!
It's a huge grocery store. And I'll tell you a good story really quick. I'll get off the line here.
Okay.
I was in this huge grocery store at 6 a.m. when it opened, about 4 days last week. And I buy in some muffins, and this guy in front of me has got 10 energy drinks. And so I'm standing there, and she has to key in the 20-digit code for each one. So what do I do with my muffins? I walk over to that line that I can't stand, and I scan it, and it goes beep. And I go, you got to be kidding me. And I'm looking around the store at 6 a.m., and there's nobody there to help me. And I go, I just don't leave it.
Yeah, you just decided that's you didn't need it that bad. Yeah.
There's nothing worse. I can only imagine there's got to be nothing worse than having a condescending grocery store worker come over going, is this happening a lot to you? Like, it's your fault. It's not the computer's fault. Clearly, you're a moron and don't know what you're doing.
They're shaking their head going, oh, what did you do? It's so easy.
Some high school kid in their summer job,
yeah, that's right? Steve in Silver Spring, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What do you say there, Steve?
Good morning. I'm somewhat of an expertise being an ex-food salesman and grocery food clerk. Going through self-checkouts, people don't know that they're paying extra money to use that item.
How come?
And the reason being is because you don't have the interaction with the human being doing the clerk work as a cashier. He knows what the products are, what are reduced, and how it should be marked down in case there's a reduced price coupon on it. And the self-checkout stands sometimes don't scan those coupons, and you don't get the reduced price. And there's another example here, and I'm going to use Safeway, for example. When you do self-checkout, right now they have this coupon that they give you to get free cookware. And if you go through self-checkout, you're not getting those coupons.
Huh.
There's nobody there to give you the coupons.
All right.
And he's an expert.
Okay. Maybe I'll have to reconsider my position. 622 on WMAL.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
There's a new app out.
With the holiday season upon us, everyone is looking for the deal of a lifetime, that big sale. I know where you can get both of those things. That's right, the deal of a lifetime, big sale, plus save money all year round and increase the value of your home by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek, you see, is offering no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window. I said 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around, windows that save you money on your utility bills and add value to your home. So call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now and get the deal of a lifetime. No money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek can be contacted at this number, 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway trying to be optimistic here. Still with the broken down car that blocks the left lane. The tow truck is there, but man, the delays are on. Right as you come off of 95 and push past Braddock Road, it is a solid lineup. Again, past Little River Turnpike where you lose that left lane. Also, activity now in Newington with the crash on the right shoulder. North on 95 bunched up as a result. North on DC 295. It's the road work at Benning Road. Scheduled to be there. They're trying to wrap this up by 6:30 in a few moments. Southbound 295, just the morning volume through that stretch. Heads up in New Carrollton on the Beltway outer loop north of 50 and then beyond 450. That's where the crash is reported and that's where we have the delays. Traffic update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain relieving braces, non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold air now getting ushered in. Gusty winds around. Wind advisories for a bunch of us. Becoming partly cloudy. Windy. A few snow flurries. Temperatures falling into the upper 20s this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Temperatures are going to get colder. 35 degrees in the nation's capital. It is now 6:26 on WMAL.
All right. We're talking about a woman in Memphis who is a super couponer and was taking too long, so some guy knocked her out.
Yeah.
So our self-checkout's the answer.
Yeah.
And I say no.
You say no. Finally, there's someone coming to my rescue here. Eric in Round Hill, you're on with Brian in this morning. It's Mary Walter in for Larry O'Connor.
Hey, good morning, Brian, Mary. Morning. You know, I hear Mary's argument about the money savings, that you should get a discount, but I got to support Brian on this one.
Yeah.
To me, it's a convenience thing, right? Because you go to the regular checkout line and there's all these people there. Meanwhile, you could go to self-checkout where there's nobody in line. I'm going to sail right through because your time has value, too.
Yeah, and I'm impatient. thank you for that, Eric. I appreciate the support. But real quick, Fred in Woodbridge, you're on with Brian and Mary. Fred, you say you don't use the self-checkout, but you have a reason for it.
Yes, I absolutely do, because I love when these young girls ask me for my phone number, and I have to tell them I'm married.
Thank you, Fred.
He must be buying some sexy items.
Fred is on super secret probation. I'm sorry. 6:28 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
And I'm Jerry Rice saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Oh.
These overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
All right, so it was the Russians who hacked the emails and was working against Hillary Clinton, right? Everybody knows that. CIA says that's the case. Wait till you hear this story in the Daily Mail about a guy who says, it wasn't the Russians, it was me. It's a pretty eye-opening story. We'll give you the details, and then you'll judge what you think about it. It's coming up after the news at 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Metro's Board of Directors is set to vote today on cuts to late-night service starting next year. A committee of the board has put its stamp of approval on a plan to close at 11:30 weeknights, 1 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld has argued that shorter operating hours are necessary to keep the system in good repair. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin and two of his Senate colleagues are calling for creation of an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate claims that Russia interfered in the election. The commission would recommend a response, as well as actions the U.S. could take to defend itself in future elections. Meanwhile, Northern Virginia Congressman Don Beyer is calling on Congress to delay next week's Electoral College vote to give each elector time for an intelligence briefing on that alleged Russian interference in the election. What role Donald Trump's family will play in the White House remains unclear, as evidenced by yesterday's meeting with tech leaders at Trump Tower.
You'll call my people, you'll call me. It doesn't make any difference. We have no formal chain of command around here.
Donald Trump's unconventional White House quickly shaping up to be a family affair. Trump's three eldest children, Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, and son-in-law Jared Kushner, all sitting in on a meeting with the nation's top tech executives Wednesday, some who openly supported Hillary Clinton.
Anything we can do to help this go along, and we're going to be there for you.
Kushner helped organize the meeting, which the group says will happen quarterly.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Closing arguments are expected this morning in Charleston, South Carolina, at Dylan Roof's federal death penalty trial. The 22-year-old is accused in the shooting deaths of nine black worshipers at a church in Charleston a year and a half ago. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,793, the NASDAQ at 54,37. Sports, the Wizards explode with 45 points in the third quarter en route to a victory over the Hornets. College basketball, Howard loses. NHL, the Caps are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
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 Becoming the best version of yourself is just one daily rosary away. This is an invitation to prayer, peace, and mercy, brought to you by Athey Rosaries, A-T-H-E-Y, rosaries.com.
When everyone's home for the holidays, they expect their favorite foods.
I wait all year for that sausage stuffing.
I only use Premio sausage. Premio started 40 years ago as a neighborhood Italian butcher shop, making fresh, authentic Italian sausage.
Hey!
You're eating all the Premio! With butcher-quality cuts of pork, seasoning, spice, and nothing else. No fillers. Traditional Italian ingredients used for generations. Dig in. Mouth-watering taste in every bite. That's what Premio brings to the table.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
The holidays are here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 15% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, Annandale. Finally, the broken down car. If you're right past 236 Little River Turnpike, you're watching the tow truck pull out of that left lane and leaving. Cones have been picked up. You just have all lanes released right now on that inner loop of the Beltway. But boy, jammed as you come off of I-95. Express lanes are saving you some time this morning. Same story with 95. We're in DeLaysdale City to Newington. Crash there on the shoulder. 395, we had the stall to Duke Street that was cleared out of the travel lanes. Now, Maryland, New Carrollton on the Beltway. Some unusual backups as well. The crash reported on the outer loop. This will be northbound in the New Carrollton area right as you come up to Good Luck Road. Then beyond that, normal delays from College Park to Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Getting the cold air in here now with the wind advisory. That's in effect until this evening. Gusty winds out of the west, northwest, snow flurries dancing around. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy, and if you're not in the 20s now, you will be. Down to 18 tonight, suburbs even colder. Partial clouds tomorrow and a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Stafford, 30 in Beltsville, 32 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington Cubs Talk 705 this morning. Vince Colonnais with the Daily Caller will join us to talk about politics of the moment. We'll talk about the hiking of the interest rates yesterday by the Fed with economist Steve Moore. He'll also talk about that tech meeting with Trump yesterday. And Michael Steele, former RNC chairman, will be with us at 805. Jake Tapper at 835. I'm Brian Wilson. Today we are joined in studio, while Larry continues his vacation, by Mary Walter, who fills in here all the time on the show. And it's good to have you in studio this morning.
And it is great to be here.
Thank you very much, Mary. Good to have you. All right. And now, we have been hearing in the last few days a lot of stories about how the intelligence community, or at least the CIA, believes that it was the Russians who hacked the DNC and then gave those, through intermediaries, gave those emails to WikiLeaks, which then released them to the embarrassment of the Clinton campaign and to the Democrats everywhere. And it revealed some things like how, you know, the whole DNC was working behind the scenes to help Hillary and hurt Bernie. Mm-hmm. And that was very embarrassing to them. And the intelligence community, at least part of them, have agreed that, well, this means that indeed the Russians were working to have an impact on our election. And this is the narrative you hear all over the place. Well, I'm just going to bring this forward to you. It comes from the Daily Mail, and it's pretty interesting. I'm going to just lay out the facts of this story, mm-hmm. and then, you know, we can then decide whether or not we want to believe it or not, okay? Craig Murray, a former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, a person who is also known to have connections with Julian Assange, told the Daily Mail that he actually flew to Washington, D.C. to get these emails. He claims he had a clandestine handoff in a wooded area near American University with one of the sources of the emails. The leaker's motivation, according to the Daily Mail, was that this person was disgusted at the corruption of the Clinton Foundation and the tilting of the primary election playing field against Bernie Sanders. The source had legal access to the information,
yep,
and the documents came from inside leaks, not outside hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy is controversial. He was relieved from his post as a British ambassador amid allegations of misconduct. I believe the allegations have been cleared up, but he is a very controversial figure in British politics, but has a known close association with WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
And so he makes the case that this all happened. He said he flew here
just for this
and retrieved the package from a source during a clandestine meeting in a wooded area near American University in Northwest D.C., just up the street here. He said the individual he met with was not the original person who obtained the information, but was an intermediary. Of course, this can't be independently verified.
Of course not.
And, as we say, the intelligence community has come to a different conclusion. Now, it may be true that the DNC was hacked by Russians, but this guy says those leaks that came out through WikiLeaks were provided from documents that I retrieved during this meeting in a secret location not far from American University.
Yeah, and he also said that he came forward with this information because of this insistence that it's the Russians, and he came forward to clear it up, and he even said, I don't understand why the CIA would say the information came from Russian hackers when they must know that it isn't true. Regardless of whether the Russians hacked into the DNC, the documents that WikiLeaks published did not come from that.
Yeah. Very interesting, and I don't know what to read into this, except that, let me just say this about the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail has been breaking stories throughout this campaign cycle,
yep,
that have turned out to be right every,
yep,
step of the way.
Yes, they have.
Now, I'm not sure that this is right. I can't. There's no way
We'll
never know. No way for me to independently verify this information. But I can tell you this: they have been right on a lot of stuff with,
yep,
and done, in my mind, some of the best reporting of the American political campaign,
mm-hmm,
season has come from the Daily Mail, which is a UK publication.
Well, I've gone to. I make it a habit of going to the Daily Mail and some other publications because the U.S. media, for the most part, is so slanted and so protective of the left, and especially during the election cycle, a lot of these stories like this is the only place you would find it was an overseas publication, which says a lot about our media. Now, here's a thought for you. You know, I believe that if Russia had hacked the DNC and in some way had tilted the election away from Hillary, Putin would be taking absolute credit for that right now. Because if you remember in 2011, Hillary meddled in the Russian election.
How, in what way?
Because there were protesters. There were people protesting the Putin.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out and said that she sided with the protesters.
Yeah.
And Putin called her on that and said, you are meddling in a foreign election and you have no right to do that.
So
and
you,
he
you,
called her
so
on that.
So you can see a motivation for him to be involved.
But that's why I think he would take credit and say to her, hey, you know what? You meddled in my election. I'm going to meddle in yours. You know he's that kind of guy.
Let me tell you that there is another story that's out there this morning which says that not only do some in the intelligence community believe that it was the Russians meddling in the election, but that they believe that it was personally ordered by Vladimir Putin. Now, again, when you read deeply into these stories, they say they have no conclusive evidence. That's what bothers me about
right.
this CIA assessment. They say, look, we make the decision that everything that came out was bad for Hillary and not bad for Trump, so that we make the decision that because of that, that they were working behind the scenes to, you know, sort of tilt the election toward Trump. That's a pretty weak assessment. And then they go on to say, we don't have any hard evidence. It's just... It's what do you call
circumstantial
evidence. We have circumstantial evidence, not hard evidence. And again, they say in this assessment about Vladimir Putin ordered it, again, they say no hard evidence, just pretty circumstantial evidence that he would have done so.
Does it change anything, though? Does it change the content of the emails? No, it doesn't. Does it change the fact that they cheated in the debates? No.
But what does change things is if the Russians didn't do the hack.
Right.
And that changes things dramatically.
Takes away the narrative,
so,
doesn't it?
So I would draw your attention to this Daily Mail story. You read it.
So good.
You decide. 6:44.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
You're struggling, guys. I know you are. I know you are because I've been in that situation. You're getting close to Christmas. You're looking at the calendar. Tick tock, tick tock. Time is running out. I don't have anything for that special woman in my life. And I really need to do something because, you know, she's not going to be happy if you don't do something. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're really beginning to panic. Don't worry. Call the folks at PajamaGram.com. Order up some super warm, world-famous hoodie, footy pajamas by PajamaGram.com.
And you will not go wrong. Every woman loves footy pajamas. We may not admit it, but we love them.
How about that?
Love.
It's hard for her to be hot when she's freezing cold. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. Don't have to wrap because every PajamaGram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to PajamaGram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's 1-800-GIVE-PJs. And tell them that your friend and radio buddy, Brian Wilson, sent you. 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, a little bit of an unusual backup. So if you're taking that trip, outer loop heading in toward New Carrollton, it was the crash north of 450 Annapolis Road as you come up to Good Luck Road. Thus, the delays north of Central Avenue. So expect that to be a little extra time for you. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, backups now before you get to St. Barnabas Road. George Washington Parkway, seeing a sudden slowdown here on the approach to the exit for 123. So be cautious in that area. Park police tell me they're not working any incidents. But again, unusual slowdowns near 123. Now, around the Beltway in Annandale was the stalled car. It was there forever. It's now been towed away. But now we're dealing with the residual delays, leaving 95 and heading past the Little River Turnpike. North on 95, jam Dale City to Newington. Crash was along the right. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Again, the cold air in here now with wind advisory. That's in effect until this evening. Gusty winds out of the west, northwest, snow flurries dancing around. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy, and if you're not in the 20s now, you will be. Down to 18 tonight, suburbs even colder. Partial clouds tomorrow and a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 28 degrees here in northwest D.C., and it feels like it's 17. It's getting colder, folks. Get ready. The polar vortex is upon us. All right, so we were talking yesterday, Mary, about this Ivanka Trump and what is she going to do. We know a number of things. She's apparently looking for a house with her husband here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it has been made known that the sons are going to run the Trump organization,
right,
and she's not going to be involved in it.
She's not. Do you think she's not going to be involved at all?
That's what we hear.
All right.
And so we're sort of curious about what this is going on. And then, you know, we know that Melania is not initially coming to D.C., that she's going to stay behind in New York and help Barron get through the school year, which I completely get.
Sure.
So the question is, what is Ivanka going to do? Is she going to be perhaps the official hostess?
Absolutely. You can tell, and this, I may be wrong, Melania wants nothing to do with this entire thing.
Really?
Oh, God, come on. She was so out of the spotlight. She stood back. She waved. I think she had that look on her face like, oh, Lord, what the heck is he doing now?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know this. CNN is reporting that Ivanka Trump is poised to play an active role in her father's administration,
absolutely,
assuming some of the duties normally assigned to the first lady. According to this report in CNN, Trump transition aides are already planning for a office of the first family in the East Wing, where the current office of the first lady is located. This is according to sources familiar with the plan, as explained to CNN. So they're going to take the office of the first lady. The first lady has a pretty good staff.
Right.
And they're going to say, okay, we're going to change this, and you're going to represent the interests of the first family, and that would mean that Ivanka would come in. And then if Ivanka, you know, when Melania wants to be here, then a lot Melania could be handled by that office as well.
Yeah, I, Melania just seems, she drives her son to work, she takes Baron to school, whether they drive or walk, whatever. She takes Baron to school, she picks him up. She seems to be a very hands-on mom.
Yep.
And Ivanka, I think she's the smartest out of all three of those kids.
Yeah.
I think she's the brains of the operation. And so her being involved, I think, is not a surprise at all. And I bet you we see more of Ivanka than we do of Melania.
Now, remember, we're told that Don and Eric, Don Jr. and Eric, are going to run the company.
Mm-hmm.
But they've also said, this is sort of interesting, that they're not going to do new deals. In other words, they're literally going to manage what exists.
Okay.
And they're not going to go out there and negotiate new deals because there would be a conflict of interest. And so that decision is going to be made. We keep hearing the details of exactly how he's going to be are murky, we are told. But I think that's understandable in that, well, we've never really been down this path before.
Right.
And we have to figure it out go along. But he has promised that he will eventually reveal how that will all work. It is now 6:49 on WMAL.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017. During the Season of Adventure sales event, visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond. Attention, Pooshan Rugs is closing their doors after four decades in business. Now, every single rug, from traditional to contemporary, new or antique, from 2x3 to palace sizes, is 60 to 80% off. No reasonable offer will be refused. Last day is December 18th, 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. That's 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. Or call 301-770-RUGS. 301-770-RUGS for 60 to 80% off at the Pooshan Rugs sale.
It's hard to find a person that doesn't totally love the holiday spirit. And while everyone is into the season of giving, don't forget that 1-800-Flowers.com has amazing deals on bouquets, arrangements, and holiday goodies. The best way to ring in the holidays is to send your friends and loved ones any of 1-800-Flowers' seasonal favorites. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering a 25% discount site-wide on everything. 25% off any stunning bouquet or arrangement you choose. With an amazing selection of sweets, treats, and bouquets, 1-800-Flowers has everything you need to kick off the holiday season. You know, 1-800-Flowers is the only company I trust to deliver fresh holiday flowers arrangements and gourmet snacks. To get beautiful bouquets, arrangements, and holiday goodies for 25% off, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon and enter the code Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click on the radio icon and enter the code Larry.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
Hey, let's see how your money's doing after the Fed raised the rates yesterday. Checking into the news desk at CNBC, here's Tanya Hansen.
Good morning. Stock futures are looking up after Wall Street sank yesterday when investors reacted to the Fed interest rate hike by selling. Investors will be weighing some key economic data today. The Labor Department will release weekly unemployment claims and we'll get a look at November's U.S. consumer prices. We'll also get some housing information. Freddie Mac will report on weekly mortgage rates and the National Association of Home Builders Builders will release its housing market index for December. Yahoo has disclosed a massive data breach. The new hack affects users, 1 billion of them. The company says the data stolen may include names, email addresses, phone numbers, and passwords. The breach took place in August 2013. The new hack raises questions about whether Verizon will try to change the terms of its $4.8 billion proposed acquisition of Yahoo. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus has its first female ringmaster in its 146-year history. Kristen Wilson's first performance will be in her hometown of Orlando, Florida next month. Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Thank you, sir, and please call again. May I help you?
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Hey, everyone! The magic is here! I understand you do commercial work.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
I think you may be shocked when you see just how much junk we have.
The most productive companies are always the ones that generate the most junk, ma'am.
Even when we have that much junk, all I have to do is point?
That's a really nice manicure you have.
Thank you.
Would you lift up a finger where I can see it?
It's gone. It's all gone. Just like that.
All you have to do is point.
No job too big. Goodbye, junk.
Hello, relief.
You'll get a spring in your step.
You'll feel like you could fly.
You'll feel happy and free and fully alive.
There's no free like junk free.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, here's my hint. It pays to pay this morning. Interstate 95, man, we're jammed. Dale City and just solid bumper to bumper up past Newington. That's where we have the crash, right shoulder. There is a tow truck there, so hopefully they won't be there much longer, but the delay is pretty intense. Once you get through there, you get a little bit of a break, but hang on. The Beltway then, you're in delays right off of 95 through Annandale with the stalled car now gone, so your travel lanes are open. Trying to get all the lanes open, Beltway in New Carrollton on the outer loop north of 450 Annapolis Road from the crash, and now south of 50, seeing some delays here growing quickly on the inner loop side before you get to 214 Central Avenue. Crews tell me they're on their way to a reported incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a few flurries, possibly. Temperatures falling into the upper 20s, and winds are very gusty today. Tonight, we're talking about a low of 18 degrees, and tomorrow, 31. But snow is coming tomorrow night, they say, an ugly, ugly mix. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 27 degrees, but with the wind chill factor, it feels like it's 16. It is now 6:56 on WML.
And I'm Jerry Rice saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Oh, these overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
The Combined Federal Campaign is the world's most successful annual workplace charity campaign. Your donations support nonprofit organizations like Islamic Relief USA, CFC number 10194. IRUSA provides relief and development in a dignified manner, regardless of gender, race, or religion, and works to empower individuals and give them a voice in the world. They work to fight hunger and poverty in over 30 countries worldwide, including right here in the United States. To learn more, visit IRUSA.org or WMAL.com/charity.
Thing to think about with Mike Rogers.
Whenever a British spy talks, everyone listens. Whether it's James Bond in a tuxedo over a martini or real spies warning about ISIS. The famously tight-lipped British intelligence agency known as MI6 is warning the United Kingdom and its allies about threats from ISIS and Russia. In a rare speech, the head of MI6 said that Britain faces a fundamental threat to our sovereignty from terrorist groups like ISIS and nation-states like Russia. Spy Chief Alex Younger said the scale of the terror threat in the UK was unprecedented. That's certainly saying something. British intelligence typically tracks closely with U.S. intelligence. You can be sure that whatever MI6 is seeing, that's similar to what our own CIA is seeing. Let's hope a new American administration heeds the warnings, both on Russia and ISIS.
For our own future, these issues are too important to get wrong and more serious than any movie. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-331-2240. 800-331-2240. 800-331-2240.
We got a big, big hour coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour. Vince Colonnais from the Daily Caller. We'll talk about the politics of the moment. Then we'll be joined by economist Steve Moore to talk about the Fed rate and that big tech Trump Titan meeting. It's all coming up in the next hour. It's time for the clock. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and 8.